The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Nice. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you all for joining us. I want to open with this email that I received. Kind of interesting. A lot of points this listener makes. His name is Gregan. He says, Doctor, when are people going to start telling us the truth? Is Ebola here in the United States? Why did the black man die and not the three white people? Why are black teens getting shot? Where are our tax dollars going? Why are prescriptions being given out for incurable diseases but not cures? I want the truth. We Americans aren't stupid. We deserve the truth. I agree with you on the fact that we deserve the truth, okay? We deserve to know what the hell is going on. I kind of like the question you pose on the why are prescriptions given out for incurable diseases but not the cures. I mean, that's kind of logical. We'll talk about that. I don't know what to say about your question about why the black man died and not the three white people. I think you're talking to an article that's been surfacing that the aid workers that were flown in and got to try the experimental treatment and improved lived. And then Thomas Duncan, who had been found here in Dallas, and unfortunately had originally left the hospital, was discharged from the hospital, came back, or was originally sent home, came back, worsening condition, and then not given the ZMAP because they ran out. I've admitted that it was a cluster. I'm not going to put a racism component to it because I just think whatever happened in his case was just an absolute cluster despite race, a cluster on a variety of accounts, you know, there's the ER visits that people have are very different now than they used to be. You know, you used to go to the emergency room, and if anything was fishy, they'd be like, look, do you want to stay overnight? Maybe we'll keep you in observation. We have an observation room. Now, I'm finding out patients who had stroke-like symptoms being sent home. This is ludicrous. This is crazy. I just want to quickly talk about that and how your approach should be to the emergency room. And then, you know, are we getting the truth? Is anybody really telling us what the hell is going on with Ebola? Is this just all media hype? Is somebody trying to sell ratings and advertising dollars? Or has Ebola been here and everything's all hush-hush because they don't want a widespread panic? Meanwhile, in Madrid, okay, in another country, they're killing the nurse's dog. Remember the nurse who contracted Ebola by helping another Ebola victim, and she doesn't know how she could have been affected with Ebola. She had kissed her dog prior to coming, going to the clinic and going to the hospital, and they killed the dog. Euthanize the dog. So I don't think we're getting the whole story. I don't want to say we're not getting the truth. How I look at the media right now, and I'm a part of the media, all right, I'm a part of the media, is I could probably, you know, say with some confidence that we never have 100% of the full story. I think we could all agree on that. We never have the full story. I even tell you guys, I'll even say, look, this is the report I'm getting. I'm getting this from U.S. News or CNN or Fox News. This is the report I'm getting. I wasn't there. Okay, I'm not in Madrid. I'm not in Liberia. I'm not in Dallas. I'm here in my studios in Las Vegas reporting the news. So you are getting this secondhand, third hand, probably fourth hand, if I am getting news from sources who are getting them from other sources. So usually these sources, you know how you play telephone, you know, you'll play telephone and somebody will say something, and then by the time you get through the whole classroom, the message is completely different because somebody changed it. All right, you will get a little bit of that, but usually good journalists will quadruple check their sources. Before I talk to you about a story, I will double check at 3-4 different places, and there's ways to see. A lot of these articles, you'll notice, look verbatim. It will look absolutely verbatim in terms of the the grammar and the sentence structure. It'll look like, you know, like with AP News, etc. Many newspapers in different cities will use the same article, etc. So a good journalist will look at a variety of different sources to make sure that the information matches. And a good journalist will say, look, this is what I know. This is all I'm being told right now. We are reporting this. But if anybody says this is definitely happening, there is no Ebola in the United States, there is no this, that's wrong. That's not what a journalist should do or the media should do. They should say, right now, we don't have any reported cases. But they should also say, this is what I'm getting from CNN or Fox or MSNBC or AP Network News, etc. Okay? I'm not going to sit here and say there's no Ebola here. I'm not going to say that because how the hell do I know? Which means you as a listener, if the journalist isn't taking on the responsibility of saying that to you, saying, look, this is what I'm getting reported, this may not be the whole story, and they don't. Otherwise, they'd be prefacing every single news segment with, this may not be 100% of the whole story, but this is the story that we have, it's the story that we received. They wouldn't get through their segment. So your job as a listener is to know that this is what you are being fed. This is what you are being given. This is what the government decided you to hear. This is what the CDC wants you to hear because they make a statement. Whenever anybody makes a statement, that's what, you know, they want you to hear. Like, for example, if any nude photos ever of me surface, and there shouldn't be because I've never taken a nude photo, all right, but let's say somebody decides to doctor up a photo and make me look good, which, by the way, if you do make me look good, I would like to see a photo like that, because one reason why I don't have any nude photos is because I don't like the way I look naked. Anyway, I will have to come up with a statement, and I will have to give a very carefully crafted statement. Your news has to be statements very carefully crafted. No politically incorrect, no summations or guesswork, or you know, see what I mean? So it's not that you're not getting the truth, it's you are getting statements and reports. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800- 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show, as well as Connect Pal. Connect Pal is a great way for you to get some one-on-one time with me. With your medical issues, medical advice, it's fun. Please check it out. I'm not going to read you this whole email, but this is kind of on the subject we were talking about going to the emergency room and being let go too early, as has been reported on Thomas Duncan, who, it was funny, I was on Doug McIntyre in the morning today with Terry Ray, and he said, Thomas Eric Duncan comes from Liberia. That really doesn't sound like a Liberian name. But the gentleman from Liberia that came to Dallas to be with his fiance and family, that unfortunately was in the hospital, had a fever, was sent home with antibiotics. you know, what did the ER do wrong? We've talked about that in weeks prior. Francis writes, last month I had an obnoxious stomach ache that got worse as the day progressed. So I went to the ER thinking it was appendicitis. The doctor only spent 1 minute with me at that, barely touched me, and said he was sending me home. When I asked him if he could scan my appendix, he said, no, you don't have a fever. So I went home, worsened over the next 2 days, went to my physician the following Monday. He sent me back to the ER, had me scanned. It was appendicitis. And he goes on and on about, you know, how it could have burst, if he could have died, and, you know. Okay, the ERs are starting to send people home more so than I've ever known them to be. When I worked in an ER, it was in the 90s. And in the 90s, we didn't have Obamacare, but we also didn't have the pressure from the community to cut back on healthcare costs. So some people could say I'm at fault for then Obamacare because of the way I practiced. But let me tell you how I practiced. Okay, I didn't order any unnecessary tests. You come in with a stomach ache. I don't give a damn if you have a fever or not. Not everybody gets a fever. Okay? Not everybody gets a fever. True. Most diseases, like Ebola, will obviously present with a fever. But appendicitis, I've seen appendicitis without fevers. So I feel around, feel your stomach, and you're tender. Okay? Well, do you want a scan? Yes, I want a scan. I do a scan. You have appendicitis. Or you don't have appendicitis. You don't have appendicitis. Now I can let you go home. All right, I don't have to keep you. I don't have to monitor you. I don't have to keep you in the hospital and watch you for 12 hours. Now, we did have some where the radiologist couldn't even stay. And the patient felt like he had appendicitis, but it wasn't bad enough for the surgeon to come into town to take it out. So I would say, look, okay, we're going to have you check in with us every 4 hours. I will let you go home, check in with us every 4 hours, and then come back if it gets worse. And I did that a couple times with some people. But, you know, usually it was kind of a slam dunk. You know, you have the pain at McBurney's Point, which is basically two-thirds of the way, a straight line from the belly button down to your right hip and or the top of that right pubic bone there. And you'd be tender, loss of appetite, you know, stomach pain kind of started in the center of the stomach and then now starting to localize more towards that point in the right. Those are some classic signs of appendicitis, fever, etc. But I got to tell you, many of the patients diagnosed with appendicitis, even in my office, had no fever, no white count, and ate that day. But their appendix was starting to brew. Now, there's been a lot of literature coming out saying, look, you don't have to always cut the appendix. Give them some antibiotics, just like you would a colitis. Give them some antibiotics. Let it die down. Problem is, you know, you got a lot of liability if, God forbid, you send somebody home and it bursts. I mean, look at this hospital now with the liability of letting somebody go home that had Ebola. Whoa. So nowadays, doctors are getting penalized for ordering a test that comes back negative. So here I am in the 90s. You think you have appendicitis, I'll do a scan because I don't want to send you home with a vulnerable appendix, and the test comes back normal. Test comes back normal, I could get dinged, either by my paycheck, written up, etc. There's all these new types of, protocols going on now in hospitals where you're starting to see more and more these, you know, these patients being sent home. We had a patient who we had sent to the hospital for a very weird headache and neck pain. Nobody did a scan. We sent them back to the hospital the next day going, something's wrong. They had a bleed to the brain. And we're already starting to lose. It was a very slow bleed, but they had a bleed to the brain, and they were already showing paralytic signs, face drooping, etc. Why the hell wasn't the scan done first time out? Now, mind you, there are millions of stories out there of people that got tests done that were negative. So I understand we need to save money. I understand that this healthcare system is a mess because people are ordering CAT scans and MRIs, but that's not why it's a mess. Not just because of that. It's a mess for a huge amount of reasons. So what's happening now are these ER docs are starting to second guess themselves. And I'm not saying Obamacare is the cause of what happened with the Ebola patient in Dallas, but somebody had a fever, and I'd be really interested to know if he had abdominal pain. A fever and abdominal pain, when I was trained, usually would stick around for some observation. So I don't know. I haven't seen the notes. I can't say, and I can't judge what happened. But you're not trained and you're not encouraged to think of the zebras, the esoteric diseases. You're not trained to do that. You're trained to think of what it could actually be. And I always think appendix before you think Ebola. Always think, okay, so we don't think it's appendix, we don't think it's a heart attack, we don't think it's a bladder infection, go home. Alright, that's why he was sent home. He was sent home because those are now the new protocols. Alright, and I bet, with the exception of the history of the him having been to Africa, if you didn't have that history on the chart, everything would have probably looked extremely similar to millions of other ER visits where the patient had a fever, had abdominal pain, thought they might have had some food poisoning, so the doctor gave him some antibiotics. I'm surprised the doctor gave him antibiotics. A lot of food poisonings and fevers and things like that are set without antibiotics. So, I when I heard that somebody was, because nowadays nobody gives the antibiotics. I can't tell you how many of my patients come in with a cough, fever. They don't get antibiotics in the hospital anymore. I'm like, what the hell? This could be a pneumonia. I take an x-ray of them, they got a bilateral pneumonia. So, I'd like to see the records and the notes, but either way, it's still an absolute cluster. So what should you do? What should you do as a patient? You think something's wrong, you want to go to the hospital, and they want to kick you home. They want to kick you home, and say, look, you don't need to be here. We got more severe patients. We don't have rooms. We don't have beds. You could go home and follow up with your doctor. That's what they say. Well, then you better make sure you have a doctor. You better make sure you have a very close relationship with that doctor. And you tell the doctor, look, I'm in the hospital now, and they want to send me home, but this is what's going on. You know me. You've been my doctor now for 5 years. You know me. Are you worried, or can I see you tomorrow morning? What do you want? And if she's like, wait a second, you've been having something kooky for a long time, and for your last blood work, your liver was looking funny, tell them to keep you overnight, I'll admit you. But you better have your doctor on speed dial. But my doctor doesn't pick up the phone. My doctor doesn't answer call. Welcome to the new wave of doctors. A lot of us don't. We don't anymore. Our practices are so busy that when we close and lock up at 7 at night or 8 at night, we are dead tired. But make sure you have a relationship with the doctor, with the staff, and find out what you are supposed to do after hours. Because if this Ebola thing comes to us, and you're worried about, having a fever and then getting quarantined and all that, you need to make sure that you have somebody who knows who you are, knows about your symptoms, knows about the system that they're practicing in, and understands what will happen. I know very, very well that the serious cases are going to be taken very awesome care, but the not-so-serious cases, if the hospital is full, is going to be punted back to the doctor, and you are going to be told to see your doctor that next morning. Luckily for us, we have same-day appointments, but most doctors don't. So if you can't get in with your doctor the next day, you could be screwed. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Before we move on to medical news, the idea of why are prescriptions being given out for incurable diseases but not cures? Because the prescriptions are easier to make. It's very easy to treat and deal with something than to cure it. We should talk about that when we get back, like a marriage, right? Do you guys ever fix your marriage, or do you just placate it? 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain in that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, nutrition champions are happy about or championing the fact that new American menus have less calories. And fast food restaurants have been cutting their calories, which is cool. Cool. Are we all losing weight? I don't know. I hope so. American restaurants are now cutting calories from their traditional offerings, according to Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. And they said this is a move in an attempt to win customers back. According to the study, they say 66% of restaurant chains. Oh, man, I got a stupid pop-up here. Oh, man, I got a pop-up in the middle of the article. There we go. No, it won't let me pop it out. Anyway, 66% of restaurant chains right now have changed their menu to have an average of 12% lower calories. Usually it's the salads option and some of the sandwich options. Now, of course, McDonald's, they said one of their new burgers is supposed to only have about 310 calories, which is 44% less calories than some of their other older burgers. Chili's did the same. You know, I've been going to restaurants very infrequently because I don't have the money to, and I don't want the salt, and, you know, I don't want to run into patients who see me eat, you know, something kind of fattening. If I'm going to eat something fattening, I like to do it in the privacy of my own home so patients don't see that, you know. But I do notice I try to go to the skinny menu. Now, the skinny menu will still say that the calories are like 500-600, you know, calories for the meal. Not bad for a meal if you're trying to stay under 1,500 calories a day. But, you know, some of these skinny meals, they just don't taste that good. Maybe it's because it's a skinny next one. Maybe you just have to not know. But, you know, if you want to eat skinny, if you want to eat, I just want to go to a restaurant for that. You know, like Cheesecake Factory. Cheesecake Factory now has this new menu. I forget what it's called. It's supposed to be like a skinny menu. And it was great. I went and I got a sandwich. It was a tiny sandwich, very small. It was a tiny, like, chicken salad sandwich, and I felt really good that I went to Cheesecake Factory, and I got a little baby chicken salad sandwich with some fruit. Well, then, you know, you get the bill, and you leave, and as you walk out of a Cheesecake Factory, there's all those cakes and pies, etc., and you're like, wait a second, why did I go to Cheesecake Factory for a little bitty chicken salad on a wheat bun with fruit? I could have made that at home. So the problem with some of these skinny menus in terms of a marketing perspective is you're not going to save the clients. You know, a lot of restaurant owners that I've talked to said, yeah, they have the skinnier options, but people don't want them. Those who are going to want a salad will take a salad. But those who are going to want a steak are going to want a steak. You don't go to Cheesecake Factory for a Sprout sandwich. Maybe you really dig the Sprout sandwiches that a Cheesecake Factory may offer or something like that, but you're going to Cheesecake Factory because they have the cheesecakes and the cakes and all that other stuff, the environment, and, you know, you're going to get a hearty meal and you're going to have your comfort food and get your serotonin spike, and, you know, it's going to be calories. You know, if we ever have to go there because it's my mom's birthday or something, because that's one of her favorite places to eat, I am dieting for 2 weeks. So, you know, I love the fact that there's options, okay? I think having options is awesome. You know, some of these menus now are too big. We went to Claim Jumper. We went to Claim Jumper a while back, and I mean, it's a book, you know, and they didn't have what I wanted to eat, so they go find something else. And I'm like, first, I need to break out my reading glasses. Second, I mean, this is bigger than the Bible. Give me some time here. And so it's nice. It's nice that there's options. That's great. But I'm watching this whole economy issue with the China now taking over as the number one spot. You guys heard about that? We got to talk about that. But I'm watching the economy very closely and to see how these low-calorie menus work. Because if restaurant owners that I'm hearing aren't really doing better, you know, I know restaurants, I know the waits are down there. I mean, you have the people on Friday nights that go, I don't care. This is my night to cheat. And so that's probably where the market is going to be. If you want to cheat and eat bad and have your cheat place, it's going to be there. You see what I mean? But these restaurants are going to have a very, very difficult time trying to compete with the health food store, you know, or a health food restaurant. Now, I kept saying this. One of you guys should really open up a fast food place where everything is under 100 calories or something like that, okay? And, you know, hopefully the food tastes good. Sorry. Oh, I'm yummy. I haven't had my caffeine. Hopefully everything tastes good. And then you grab whatever food you want. You make sure you're under whatever calories you need, or sandwiches under 250 calories, things like that. And we have a fast food chain of kind of healthy type food that tastes good. You don't see that. You don't see a healthy fast food chain of Sprout sandwiches, do you? Because if somebody wants to go to fast food, they want to get a burger, whatever. However, I go to fast food for speed. If I'm ever in the fast food thing, it's because I only have 15 minutes to eat, which, by the way, isn't the healthiest, and I need to grab a burger. I need to be able to eat it while driving, which, by the way, in some states is illegal. You're not supposed to eat while you drive. But I need something quick, easy, so I can be done. I would love to sit down and have a meal. I would love to, but I don't have time. So I will go to fast food for the speed. And sometimes the stuff tastes good. You know, those little McDonald's cheeseburgers. I still think they taste good. Salty, though, huh? Right? But, you know, maybe what we need is to open up a line, a market. There's got to be a niche for these healthy sandwiches that you could grab and eat out of. Some of you guys are doing the turkey wraps. So I don't like wraps. I don't understand the whole tortilla thing around cold chicken or turkey. Tortillas are for, you know, Mexican food that's hot. Tortillas have to be hot. I am not good with cold tortillas. That makes absolutely no sense. No sense at all. All right. Okay, so anyway, menus are watching what they're eating. Hopefully kids eat less. And everybody's happy. Okay, now, there's been some conflicting reports on this whole China's economy. They say Chinese economy has surpassed the U.S. now as the world's top economy. And, but apparently some of these pundits are saying, no, wait a second, it's only surpassed it in one aspect. Now, you know, we have been watching China closely. I've been kind of, you know, I know I'm not an economy buff, but I have been watching this whole, you know, economy race or this, gosh, what do we want to call it? It's not like a Cold War, but kind of a mini Cold War we've been having with China and the economy and them being able to outsource to them, unfortunately, and, you know, for them able to, you know, make products that we're buying. We're living on Chinese products here, and we are, we aren't employing our own Americans because we can make. This is pitiful. I'm looking at a picture right now of somebody with an Obama doll. We could make our products and services in China, bring it back here. But they say that right now China's economy is surpassing the U.S. by the end of 2014. Apparently, people expected this would not happen until 2019. The IMF just updated the cost of living adjustment basis that it uses to forecast the 2014 GDP, and the new calculation shows that China's economy is going to total $17.6 trillion, which is a hair shy more than U.S.'s $17.4 trillion. Not that I really can understand what the difference of a 0.2 trillion is. My guess is it's a lot more than a hair. According to Financial Times, they say the information should revolutionize the picture of the world's economic landscape and intensify arguments about control over global international organizations like the World Bank and IMF. They say if somebody makes $50,000 a year in New York, and another the same amount, they compare it to we'll go on. We're coming up on commercial, but we'll talk about this when we get back. Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC, 1-877-DOC-DALY. L.I. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly App and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. We have some breaking news. Apparently, we have some airplane cleaners at LaGuardia Airport striking in fear that they're going to get Ebola. Apparently, airplane cabin cleaners for Delta Airlines, Inc., contractor New York LaGuardia Airport, went on strike partly because of concern about the risk of Ebola. Apparently, 200 people have walked off their jobs right now. The strike involves cabin cleaners in LaGuardia's Terminal D, which handles Delta flights. The employees say working conditions in general are unsafe, citing the freezing temperatures and sweltering heat. The concern has recently turned to the Ebola virus and not having been properly trained to reduce the risks. This is according to Amiti Pai, a spokeswoman for the Service Employees International Union. The workers are really worried because they tend to be exposed to bodily fluids, usually by cleaning out bathrooms on airplanes. Thank you. I thought I was going crazy seeing all the bodily fluids on these airplanes and in these bathrooms. I knew I wasn't going crazy. You guys saw that picture of that toilet paper roll with that pink fluid all over it. I don't know what the hell that was about. I mean, it was probably a cleaning fluid. I'm hoping that's all that was, but wow. Okay, good. See, I'm not going crazy. Two workers were sent to the hospital last week after being pricked with hypodermic needles while cleaning. Wow. So apparently the these cabin cleaners are going to be holding a training session, etc. I was wondering how the airports were kind of handling this now. You know, because I've been really amazed at how quickly some of these turnarounds are. You know, you're sitting there waiting for a plane, and you're like, come on, hurry up. And you're waiting, and then they say, okay, the other plane is landing. And you're like, well, the other plane that we're supposed to get on is landing to deplane their passengers, and we're supposed to be flying out of here in 30 minutes. How are they going to do that? Well, it used to be an hour. The plane would come, they would deplane, and it would be like a 30-minute process of the cleaning and the food, you know, having the food service. Well, now, you guys, now we can understand why the food service doesn't take that long, right? Never get to eat. So I am seeing 30-minute turnarounds from deplaning to us getting out of the terminal, the next flight. And it's wow. And I'm like, wow, that's wonderful. But then I'm like, did they really, really clean? And you see the cleaning crew. There's usually about 2-3 people. You know, and you see the cleaning crew, and, you know, you see the big, huge hose for the toilet, and you're like, well, maybe they can do it, but expect, guys, delays, or expect less flights now throughout the day, because if they can't do this quick, cheap, shot, turnaround type of cleaning run-through that they do, they're going to have to slow it down. Now, we are going to be seeing intense Ebola screening at JFK and four other U.S. airports. That's it. Just the five, starting with JFK. And it's not going to really happen until, I think, next week, maybe the weekend. Travelers from Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea in West Africa will have their temperatures taken after they disembark from the plane, and they have to answer a questionnaire to determine whether they may be exposed to the virus and are at risk to the public. All right, so the power of the pencil. That pencil is going to be what protects the whole country of our beautiful United States from Ebola. Somebody check marking the correct box. This large-scale screening by the CDC, impressive. And Customs and Border Patrol officers will be extended next week to Newark in New Jersey. Dulles, O'Hare, Hartsfield-Jackson, those are the other airports. They say, we believe these new measures will further protect the health of the Americans. That check in the box, wow. Understanding that nothing we can do will get us to absolute zero risk. What about these temperatures they're taking? No, they're not rectal. It's these laser no-touch things where they could just scan, and it'll scan and be able to pick up the temperature. Pretty cool stuff. But, I mean, you know, you better hope you don't have a fever. Well, what they're saying people are doing is people are so afraid of being quarantined. And remember, keep in mind, people want to get the hell out of an Ebola-infested area. So if somebody is trying to leave and get out, all right, they are going to find a way to get out. out. And they're saying what's happening is people are planning to take aspirin, Tylenol, ibuprofen, to make sure they don't have a fever when they get lasered. So is this really a check? I mean, guys, come on. Not that we have anything better, but if somebody thought they were exposed and they think they're going to die in Liberia, but they feel confident that they will get some sort of treatment in America, not that things went well for Thomas Duncan in Dallas, they are going to try to flee to get to America so they can get treated. Okay? I mean, you know, people want to survive. My guess is they are going to check box the box, say no, no exposure, and pop some Tylenol so they could get on. And somebody goes, why did you take Tylenol? I had a headache. And hide or mask a fever. So this, to me, it isn't, All right. They say lawmakers have been pressuring health officials to increase screenings, and some even called for a ban on flights from these West African nations. The Ebola outbreak has already killed over 3,000 people, infected over 7,200. They say each day they're expecting 150 travelers from Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea to come to the United States. 150 travelers. That's not a lot. I mean, if you're really thinking about it, with all the flights. All right, but 150 people a day. All right, that's... You know, I don't know. I've been asked, should we just stop the travel? Here's the problem. It's like, do we want somebody doing that to us when we get the flu? And I'm not saying this all has to be politically correct, but think about it. We have swine flu again, and other countries don't. So they are going to prohibit us from traveling to their countries and banning us. And then that hurts the economy, et cetera. We're like, guys, you know, it's swine flu. Come on. Well, swine flu can kill. I mean, it killed back in 2009. Once you start to take these measures to block and stop, et cetera, it's one of those things where I'm torn. I don't want Ebola coming here, all right, to the degree that I think it's already started to trickle in, all right? But I think we need a much better screening process than a temperature that could be duped by a Tylenol and a questionnaire. Unfortunately, what would have been ideal would be if you want to come to America, then you pay the $10 or $15 for the Ebola test. And it's a quick Ebola test. It's one of those like pregnancy tests. It picks up. You know, that would be ideal. All right, whoever's coming from those areas have to. I mean, look at how much already ticket prices are already going up to $600-$700 just for domestic flights. So they go, look, incorporated in your fee will be the Ebola test. All right, or you have to pay this to get screened. If not, you don't come in. Then you go and you take the screen, you pee on the stick, whatever, and then boom, okay, you're clear, you get to go in. All right, that I would be completely okay with. That's fine, and it's life saving. You want to know if you got Ebola. But everybody is so freaked out over the quarantine that you're going to see a lot of deception. So I don't know. If we're going to fear that people are going to try to flee and want to come here, but then the next question is, if somebody wants to flee, where do we let them flee to? I mean, Holocaust days, people wanted to flee, and many countries said no. They went back and died. So I'm not a big fan of, preventing people from fleeing, but I'm a huge fan of keeping Ebola out of America. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, chicken, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.